I don't think your mic's on. Is your mic on?
Call this Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Committee meeting to order. Ms. Kozarich, would you do the roll?
Representative Logie.
Here.
Chair Fitzgerald.
Here.
Vice Chair Durham.
Here.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
Here.
Representative Burgley.
Present.
Representative Fielder.
Here.
Representative France.
Here.
Representative Jedediah Hinkle.
Here.
Representative Rhonda Knutson.
Here.
Representative Marler.
Here.
Representative Mitchell.
Here.
Representative Novak.
Here.
Representative Phelan.
Here.
Representative Putnam.
Here.
Representative Rexton.
Here.
Representative Running Wolf.
Here.
Representative Seekins Crow.
Here.
Representative Weatherwax.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Kozarich. Okay, we want to make sure that all your phones are silenced. The penalties are delicious. We just want to maintain good, polite decorum in here in Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, so we don't use proper names or proper business names or anything like that in terms of reference to any particular testimony or questions. We certainly want to be aware that we're being recorded for the public. The public is a part of the program, so both on the audio and visual, so be aware of that. Okay, we're going to, without objection, Representative Logie is presenting a bill upstairs, so if it's without objection, we'll go into executive action first, and then we'll hear his bill when he arrives back, if that's the pleasure of the committee. Seeing no objection, I think we'll go ahead then and start with executive action on bill, House Bill 138. Mr. Vice Chair.
Would you want to recess the caucus?
I'm always figuring we're all going to be in agreement. Okay. Vice Chair Ferris Olson, would you like to break for a few minutes to caucus on both House Bill 138 and 147?
Mr. Chair, I think we're good. We spoke about it before the hearings today. So if you guys don't need a caucus, we don't.
Republican caucus, are you folks comfortable? You want to take 10 minutes recess and go down and kind of chew on it? Okay. Vice Chair Ferris Olson, I guess we'll go ahead and caucus in the bullpen. We'll be back here, let's say, 20 after. Fair enough?
Sounds good. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
All right. FWP is recessed till 3:20. In order, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Call back in order to the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Committee. We are now addressing for executive action House Bill 138.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill number 138, a bill, an act revising what constitutes a trapping or snaring offense, do pass.
Motion's been to pass. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chair, we have amendment 138.1.1.
Representative Phelan.
Yes, Mr. Chair. What it does is makes it an immediate effective date.
You want to move the...
I move that we vote on it. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah, just move the House Bill 138 1.1.
Okay, I move that House Bill 138 1.1, amendment be accepted.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor for amendment HB 138.1.1. Discussion. Seeing none.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ms.
We have Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. This is either for the amendment sponsor, for Ms. Stockwell, or for the bill sponsor. Because it's my understanding that is, so sorry, I may have two questions. Is trapping still going on right now? Is it trapping season?
You've directed that question to Representative Fielder?
Sure, or to Representative Fielder.
Mr. Chair, Representative Ferris Olson, there is trapping going on right now. Some seasons have 24 or trapping year-round, such as for coyotes and red fox. They don't have a closed season. Skunks don't have a closed season. So there is trapping right now on today, and trapping season opens and closes at different dates for different species. Mr. Chair.
Representative Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That is all I needed to know.
Okay. Further questions? Seeing none. Questions been called. Can we do a voice vote on this amendment, folks?
No, Mr. Chair, probably roll call would be better, Mr. Chair.
Very well. Thank you, Vice Chair. Ms. Kozarich, would you do the roll call vote on Amendment 138.1.1?
Vice Chair Durham.
Yes.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
No.
Representative Burgley.
Aye.
Representative Fielder.
Aye.
Representative France. Representative Jedediah Hinkle.
Yes.
Representative Rhonda Knutson.
Yes.
Representative Logie.
Yes.
Representative Marler.
No.
Representative Mitchell.
Yes.
Representative Novak.
Yes.
Representative Phelan.
Yes.
Representative Putnam.
Yes.
Representative Rexton.
Yes.
Representative Running Wolf.
Yes.
Representative Seekins Crow.
Yes.
Representative Weatherwax.
Yes.
Chair Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Amendment passes 16-2.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 138 do pass as amended.
You've heard the motion. Chair. Is there further amendments?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, just to jump in as a point of housekeeping, if you could ask everyone to please remember to use their microphones when they vote that we can hear the votes on the official record, as the audio recording is the official record. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Stockwell, you faded out there, but what you said is to make sure everybody punches in on their microphone, correct? Okay. Yeah, must have lost some amperage there.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson has his hands raised as well.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
Mr. Chair, I move amendment 138.1.2.
Motion's been to amend House Bill 138 with HB 13812. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair.
This simply puts back in the requirement that there be a telephone number on the trap or snare and that you have a landowner's written permission. These were the main concerns raised by the opponents last week. And so I just thought this makes sense because someone could call if their dog or whatnot gets trapped. And some of the large landowners we heard from mentioned that they wanted to ensure there was written permission. That being said, I did speak to the sponsor of the bill, and this is not a friendly amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ferris Olson, Vice Chair. Further comment? Representative Fielder.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to speak to the bill.
Proceed.
The purpose of, well, I took out the requirement for written permission because in the Montana fur bearer regulations, which I presented during the hearing, on page 3 in the top right corner, it requires permission from the landowner to set traps on landowner land, on private land, and that's in Montana Code Annotated 87-6-415 and also in Montana Code Annotated 87-6-601. So by leaving this bill so you just have to have permission, not written permission, it aligns with those Montana Code Annotated statutes.
Thank you, Representative Fielder. Representative Ferris Olson, you have a comment?
Okay. No, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
See, thanks.
None. Further comments? Questions been called for the amendment HB 138.1.2. Or would Ms. Kozarich, would you do a voice or a roll call vote? Thank you.
Vice Chair Durham.
No.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
Yes.
Representative Burgley.
No.
Representative Fielder.
This is on the amendment, correct?
No.
Representative France.
No.
Representative Jedediah Hinkle.
No.
Representative Rhonda Knutson.
No.
Representative Logie.
No.
Representative Marler.
No.
Representative Mitchell.
No.
Representative Novak.
No.
Representative Phelan.
No.
Representative Putnam.
No.
Representative Rexton.
No.
Representative Running Wolf.
Yes.
Representative Seekins Crow.
No.
Representative Weatherwax.
Yes.
Chair Fitzgerald.
No.
Amendment fails 15 to 3.
Okay. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 138, as amended by 138.1.1, do pass as amended.
Motion's on the floor. Any further comment or question? Representative Burgley.
Mr. Chair, just a point of clarification. If we were attempting to amend a bill that had been amended and that motion failed, the bill would still be moved as a do pass, so we wouldn't have to move it again.
Okay. We need to repeat that then? Oh, okay. Thank you for that. My green is showing right behind my ears.
No worries.
Okay. Motion's on the floor. Is there any other questions or comments? Question's been called. Okay. Ms. Kozarich, would you do a roll call vote?
Vice Vice Chair Durham.
Yes.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
No.
Representative Burgley.
Aye.
Representative Fielder.
Yes.
Representative France.
Yes.
Representative Jedediah Hinkle.
Yes.
Representative Rhonda Knutson.
Yes.
Representative Logie.
Yes.
Representative Marler.
No.
Representative Mitchell.
Yes.
Representative Novak.
Yes.
Representative Phelan.
Yes.
Representative Putnam.
Yes.
Representative Rexton.
Yes.
Representative Running Wolf.
Yes.
Representative Seekins Crow.
Yes.
Representative Weatherwax.
Yes.
Chair Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Bill passes 16 to 2.
Okay, we'll pass this along to the House floor. You can take it out of your folder.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill number 147, a bill and act entitled An Act Establishing the Montana Hunters and Anglers Community Fund and Grant Program, do pass.
Motion on the floor for do pass on House Bill 147. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative France.
I have a couple of amendments I'd like to offer to the bill.
I'm sorry. Mr.
France, if you could turn on your microphone, please.
Oh. Thank you. I have a couple of amendments I'd like to offer to the bill.
Please make the motion.
They probably all could have been combined into one amendment, but...
Representative France, you need to make a motion on...
Okay. I would move that House Bill 147.1.1 be amended into the HB 147.
Okay, you've heard the motion adopting Amendment 147.1. Discussion. Yes, Representative Hinkle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question for Representative France.
Sure.
Do you think that the fiscal note will change based on this amendment, since the administrative costs, at least some of them, will come out of, I guess, the funds raised for this account?
Yes, I hope it changes quite substantially in terms of this being a pay-as-you-go program. That's certainly my intent.
Okay. Thank you. And I would probably concur. I think the fiscal note would be a little less on this.
Further questions? Comments on the amendment?
Call the question.
Just a second. Is there anybody on the screen, Mr. Tack?
Mr. Chair, there are none on the screen.
Okay. Question's been called on 147.1.1. Do we need a roll call here, Vice Chair?
I don't believe so.
Voice call.
Okay, we'll do a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. The ayes have it. 1.1 has been amended to the main bill.
Do we have any proxies today, Mr. Chair? I'm not certain.
Do we have everyone's here?
Is there proxies? My mistake. Seeing none. Evidently, we got a full crew between the screen and the table. Let me see here. Does this say what it says? Don't forget the proxies. Okay. Mr. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chair, there is a second amendment. House Bill 147.1.3. I move that House Bill 147 be amended the second amendment, 147.1.3.
You've heard the motion on the second amendment, 1.3. Questions, comments, discussion? Yes, Representative Hinkle.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, we just moved this amendment, correct? Or did we move the bill as amended?
So there's two amendments. The one is 1.1, and that was the $1 and also 10% administrative costs. The second amendment allows for grant funds may not be used for costs related to marketing, advertising, advocacy, or political activities. And this is, I believe, Representative France's amendment as well?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's
pending. Mr. Chair, I'm just going to interrupt real quick. I think the point that Representative Hinkle was going to make is that we need, in between the amendments, another due pass on 147 as first amended, and then we can move the second amendment and so on.
Thank you.
My mistake.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 147 do pass as amended by 1.1.
Okay, so the bill as amended is on the floor. Is there further amendments? Representative Hinkle.
Mr. Chair, I'll go ahead and move this amendment then, HB 147.1.3. And this is actually kind of both Representative France and I worked on this amendment. And basically it just clears up some of the concerns that I had during the committee hearing where, you know, you have nonprofits and non-governmentals that can apply for these grant funds. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, there wasn't a huge feeding frenzy of nonprofits to use this as essentially advertising for their causes. So this amendment here inserts language. It just says grant funds may not be used for costs related to marketing, advertising, advocacy, or political activities, to kind of clear up my concerns, Mr. Chair.
Further questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative France.
I just would concur with everything that's been said, and that was certainly always the intent of the bill, that it was not to be used for political or advertising purposes. So I thank the good representative from Bozeman for offering this clarifying amendment.
Further comments?
Nothing online, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
I call the question.
Question's been called for. This is on the second amendment. Do we dare a voice vote on this one? Okay, we'll give it a shot. All in favor of the amendment 1.3, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay? The ayes have it. Okay, Mr. Vice Chair.
I move that House Bill 147 do pass as amended twice.
You've heard the motion to pass 147 as amended twice. Discussion. Representative Logie.
I just want to make the point to remember this is a volunteer program and it doesn't cost the taxpayers. It's if you want to put money in, you can, and we have other programs on FWP applications as it is now. And this is just one more to maybe spread a little help to some small communities.
Further comments? Representative Putnam.
Mr. Chair, my concern with this bill is that it'll actually affect some of those other programs that are already able to be checked off when you get your conservation license, specifically Hunters Against Hunger. Just so it's on the record, that's would be my reason for opposing this bill.
Representative Burgley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to speak on the bill. I do appreciate what the sponsor's doing with this, and we've talked about it briefly. I think on my side, I feel like this program would be better served in a private sector. I understand that it's not a tax, it's a donation program, but I still feel like this is something that we're giving to FWP and growing a system that I think would be better off served for the private sector, Mr. Chair.
Further comments? Yeah, Representative Hinkle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to add that my concerns were addressed with the amendment, and I think the costs will come down a little bit with the other amendment, so we'll be supporting it. Thanks.
Further comment? Discussion.
Nothing further online, Mr. Chair.
Nothing on the screen? Okay. Question's been called for. We'll do a roll call vote. Ms. Kozlich.
Vice Chair Durham.
No.
Vice Chair Ferris Olson.
Yes.
Representative Burgley.
No.
Representative Fielder.
No.
Representative France.
Yes.
Representative Jedediah Hinkle?
Yes.
Representative Rhonda Knutson?
No.
Representative Logie?
Yes.
Representative Marler?
Yes.
Representative Mitchell?
No.
Representative Novak?
Yes.
Representative Phelan?
No.
Representative Putnam?
No.
Representative Rexton?
No.
Representative Running Wolf?
Yes.
Representative Seekins Crow?
No.
Representative Weatherwax?
Yes.
Chair Fitzgerald?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the count is 9-9.
Tie vote means the bill fails. So keep it in your folders. Further motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ms.
The proper next step would be a motion to table.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, I move that we table House Bill 147.
Motion on the floor to table House Bill 147. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Okay, it's tabled. Keep it in your folder for future reference. Okay, before us, we have House Bill 202 for hearing. Representative Logie, please present your bill.
Mr. Chair and Committee, Danley Logie, that's L-O-G-E, House District 14. I bring you the bill limiting the take of certain animals to one per lifetime, providing exceptions. Basically, what this bill does is gives you the you'll see on line 20, 21, 22, 23, there are some animals that are very sought after. The tags for these animals are sought after. The percentage of success in the drawing is down 1% or less in most of these. People keep applying and wanting to get on, and there are a few people, not very many, but a few that get two and three of these animals in a lifetime. The idea of this, and it was discussed at PLPW, talked about by quite a few people that have requested this. They would like to kind of help their odds by limiting the kill of other people that get the tag. And the reason it states kill, say if you get one of these tags and you have some health issues or you have bad weather or you can't get out or you're pretty particular and you don't find the animal that you want to shoot, you can leave that year and not use your tag. For these animals, there is a 7-year drawing period. But you would be able to draw another one of these tags in your lifetime if you didn't have a kill. So it's not like you're totally giving up your hunting privilege to go after these animals, but it might make people a little bit pickier on the animal they shoot if they're going after the big trophy and they don't see what they want. So I think there is actually a little opportunity that it could raise the standard of the hunters and the success of those kills. You may have a higher scoring animal by waiting and trying to get the good one in your lifetime. It was a little controversial 2 years ago. I brought it and it included a statement that said anyone under 17 could apply, and that's been taken out, so it makes it so anyone of the hunting age can apply. Anyway, if you have any questions on the way the bill is set up and the reasoning for it, just please be free to call on me to ask me the questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Logie. Do we have proponents?
Chairman Fitzgerald, members of the committee, my name is Garrett Bacon, B-A-C-O-N. from East Helena. I'm here on my own personal time representing myself and my family in full support of this bill. For 29 years, I've been trying for these coveted tags and without success, and I get it. The odds are astronomical. So because they're astronomical, it would be nice just to have a little help in that direction to maybe in the next 29 years I might have a chance. And one of the things that's going on here is that there is more people getting these coveted tags more than once, sometimes even three times. I know them personally. They used to be friends. But you can't get excited after the first time. Let some of us others have that experience. So I think this is a good bill. I would wish that the sponsor would amend the title to say fairness in getting a tag, because he'd get a lot more support, because it is a kind of a fairness bill. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Bacon. Further proponents? Further proponents?
Nothing further online, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Tack. Further proponents? Seeing none. Are there any opponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Brian Solan, S-O-L-A-N. I am the executive director of the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation. Our group is an all-volunteer nonprofit conservation group focused on putting more sheep on the mountain. Essentially, one of our goals is to provide for more hunter opportunity. So while we agree with the sponsor's vision of providing more opportunity, we disagree on the approach. So specifically, I'm going to talk about the sheep permit licenses. So in 2020, there was 31,319 individuals apply for 124 tags. So that is a 0.395% chance of drawing a ram tag. Pretty tough. That is excluding bonus points. The math gets way too complicated at that point. So if we were to make these bighorn sheep permits once in a lifetime, and we actually did it retroactively and excluded for the last 40 years, let's assume we've killed 100 sheep a year, hunters have, exclude all 4,000 of them, that puts 27,319 people applying for 124 permits. That is a 0.45% chance of drawing. That's a 0.06% difference in the odds. This bill is inconsequential in the changing of an odds of drawing a tag. It just is. So bonus points have a much bigger, although that could be argued that's somewhat inconsequential as well. So we've all heard the circumstantial evidence of somebody drawing two tags or maybe three. Montana is a small state. We know almost everybody. So everybody, you know, you kind of, those stories come quick. But the reality is it's a far, people win the lottery twice as well. It does happen. So our take on this bill is it doesn't change the drawing odds. It just excludes people from hunting sheep. So from a conservation standpoint, I think this bill has a potential to impact conservation. So many of our members who have drawn tags are drawn to do volunteer work and conservation funding for bighorn sheep. And with the that have either drawn tags or hope to draw a tag. And if they've drawn tags, you know, the idea that they would never draw a tag, they, you know, you may lose some of those people. Just another example of another incentive that we're taking away for people to get involved in conservation work. So our bottom line, if there's truly an effort to increase hunter opportunity, I'd suggest we work collectively to look at transplants, habitat increasement, funding to put more sheep on the mountain. There's no reason we shouldn't have 20 or 30,000 sheep in Montana. That increases hunter opportunity. We would double, triple, quadruple the number of tags. That would have a very consequential impact on drawing odds. We want to expand the resource, not limit the opportunity. So we would argue to please oppose House Bill 202. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Solon. Further opponent.
Mr. Chair?
Stand by, Mr. Tech. We have one approaching the podium. Go ahead, sir.
Chairman Fitzgerald, yes, members of the committee. My name's Mark Schwellmeyer. I'm representing the traditional bow hunters of Montana.
Sir, could you spell your last name out for us, please?
S-C-H-W-O-M-E-Y-E-R.
Proceed.
I feel this bill strips Montanans from opportunity. If they were successful in drawing one of these three coveted permits, the seven-year wait is applied. I feel that's a penalty enough the way it is. We all live in Montana for the opportunity that it provides. My son might have a chance one of these days at one of these permits. If he gets one when he's 12 or 17 years old, that's a lifetime of not putting in for the rest of his life. I would urge you to vote no on this bill and give Montanans the opportunity for a second chance. I know I've got a friend of mine, 35 years old. He's drawn all three. Extremely lucky. I've never drawn one, and I'm eager every year when those drawing dates come out. I'm excited for every friend that draws one, even if they draw a second time. I've been on a few hunts with them, and each one of them is unique in its own, and I wouldn't want to take that opportunity away from anybody.
Thank Sir, you. Could you give us your hometown and who you represent?
Lewistown, Montana, and I'm the vice president for the traditional bow hunters of Montana.
Thank you, Mr. Schwellmeyer.
Thank you.
Further opponents?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Brian Kelzer. That last name spelling is K-O-E-L-Z-E-R. I'm currently the vice president of the Montana Bowhunters Association and born and raised here in Montana. I've grown up with a bow and arrow in my hand since I was a little kid. These big three tags, this is the pinnacle we have here in Montana. This is what we want to go hunting for if we're so lucky to do it. The opportunity we have to apply, potentially get a tag, be penalized 7 years, then wait and be able to start over again in hopes that we might get a chance to do this again in the rest of our life is incredible. I've hunted extensively all over the United States and Canada, Alaska, all over the place, and I can tell you everybody is jealous of what we have right here. Our system is not broken. Do not try to fix something that is not broken. For example, Mark stated, a young kid, a college kid, somebody gets lucky and draws this at an inopportune time in their life. They have limited time to get it done. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. The fact is they can have another chance, maybe, in their lifetime again. And that maybe is what keeps a lot of us going. And as far as possibly increasing trophy quality of harvest, I can't jump on board with that because the way I would see this is this would almost do the opposite. Somebody, especially someone maybe later on in life who knows they're probably not going to get another chance at a tag, is probably going to be more inclined to just try to get something on the ground, which maybe isn't the best way to go about it. Thinking maybe hunt, wait till the bitter end. If you have to take something, you want to take something, great, but there's that little glimmer of hope that you might be able to get to do it again in your lifetime. And I think that's much too important for what we have on the table here for us Montanans and everybody applying to take that away. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelzer. Further opponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Steve Camps, K-A-M-P-S, from Ovando, Montana, representing myself here. I just feel this bill is very unnecessary, and it just seems wrong in a lot of ways to me. I'm more of an opportunity type of person, and I think there's a lot of us out there. I think there's a lot of reasons it's unnecessary. One is the obvious one. We've got a squared bonus point system already. And you've got a seven-year wait. I assume everybody understands the squared bonus point system, but just quickly, if you've put in for 2 years, you have two bonus points. That's squared. You have four names in the hat. If you've put in for 20 years, you have 20 bonus points. You square that, you have 400 names in the hat. So your chances are 100 times more if you have 20 bonus points than if you have two. That is a severe weighting. And, you know, I think that's what we've come to in Montana, that's a fair approach. It still gives people an opportunity. You draw the tag, and like was said earlier, if you get it and you get an animal, it's a long, long rest of your life that you can never do it again. It just doesn't seem fair. These are amazing tags, and just to have that experience and be able to experience it several times in Montana, I think is something we should maintain. The thing for me, being an opportunity type of person, is I look at the odds. I play the odds. There are moose and goat areas in Montana that are 1 in 10 odds, 1 in 20 odds of drawing. And so I want to hunt these animals. I don't care about that trophy potential so much, or I'll work hard in these easier to draw units to get that trophy animal if I really want. But I want the opportunity, and I've had the opportunity a couple times. I want it again, you know, so I'm playing those odds. And as a Montanan, I started when I was 12, I'm going to get those tags that have those odds if I'm even semi-lucky, once, twice, maybe three times, depending. If they continue to get worse, that'll get harder. But we have this weighted system, and that hurts over time, having that 7-year wait and that weighted system. So that's what that's designed to do. But yet, I've got that opportunity. I'm fearful that my son, who's 19, isn't going to have that opportunity if this bill passes. He'll probably draw a tag if he puts in for these kind of odd areas, you know, when he's, 25, 30, 35. And again, that's a long time to not be able to have that chance again. Another concern is if he does draw it when he's 20, 25, 30, he may not have the means to take advantage of that. He does have a father that'll help him, but a lot of people don't. And so they go out and hunt, and they just don't, aren't able to put into it what they would otherwise if they're older. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to think about with that. Let me grab my notes here. I feel that that this bill will also put a lot of pressure on this hunt. If you're only going to get it once, you're going to have to, it can take the fun out of a hunt. And I don't want to see that. There's a huge learning curve for people when they go hunt these animals for the first time. They don't know what they're doing a lot of times. That can take, having this kind of pressure can be hard on that. There's a lot of uncontrollable factors. You've got your work schedules, you've got weather, you've got a lot of things you can't control that will affect whether you can enjoy that hunt or whether you decide, geez, I'm not going to get this tag ever again. Even if I don't shoot one, it's going to be awful hard to draw it again. I should just shoot something, you know. And so I've heard of a lot of people. I know a lot of people that have had those kind of situations, and they have regrets with their first tag. I know people who have shot a mountain goat. It fell off a cliff, broke its horns. I know several people who've done that. I know people who have seen the animal they want, they go after it, they shoot, and when they walk up, it's not the animal they were after. It was a different one. I know people who have tried to go out and shoot a billy. Really hard to identify a billy versus an annie. It takes a lot, and they shoot an annie. Again, a lot of regrets for people. I don't know anybody that's drawn the tag, and they're like, wow, you know, that was an amazing experience. I just don't want to do it again. You know, everybody wants to do it again. So I just feel like this bill is kind of imposing a belief system on everybody else as to what they think is fair, and I don't think that's right. I just don't feel that the system's broke, and I just really hope that you guys will vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Camps. Mr. Check or Mr. Tack, we have a couple online.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have Mr. Eric Clewis.
Mr. Clewis.
Hey, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Committee. My name is Eric Clewis. That's C-L-E-W-I-S. And I'm here representing the Montana Wildlife Federation. MWF opposes House Bill 202. However, we would like to thank the sponsor for bringing this bill. The bill is well-intended, and we appreciate the care and thought that went into it. However, the current system we have here in Montana works. When a hunter draws one of these special permits, he or she has a seven-year wait to apply again. As we've heard, the statistical difference in increasing the odds for hunters by removing those who have drawn is insignificant. There would be no real benefit to switching to a once-in-a-lifetime hunt. We also see that hunters' interest in a species is strong when they have some opportunity, however unlikely, to draw one of these special permits. We see that in the thousands of hunters who apply for the super tag permits every year throughout the state. So we just ask that you please keep the current system alive and in place, and we respectfully oppose House Bill 202. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clewis. Further opponents on screen?
No further on screen, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay. Further opponents in room? Seeing none, informational witnesses. Informational witnesses.
One on screen, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Tack.
It is Miss Emily Cooper.
Miss Cooper.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, committee members. My name is, for the record, my name is Emily Cooper. I'm licensed bureau chief at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Miss Cooper. Appreciate it. Any other informational witnesses?
None online, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Seeing none, questions from the committee? Questions from the committee? Yes, Ms. Rexton, Representative Rexton.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure who I need to direct this question to, but you know, with these large animals like a grizzly bear and a mountain goat, is the meat eaten? Is there any rules? I'm not a hunter per se, but could you kind of give me an idea of what happens to the animal?
Representative Logie, would you want to address that question?
Mr. Chair and Representative, I will address what I did with mine. I ate them. I haven't shot a grizzly bear, but I've got a smaller, lower number on Boone and Crockett ram, and I've gotten a moose, and I love the moose meat. It's better than any other meat, but yeah, I ate mine.
Follow-up? Go ahead.
Is that typical of what is done with these large animals that are...
Mr. Chair and Representative, in the people in my area that I know, it is very typical. That's part of the reason they hunt is to get the meat.
Any other comment on the question? Representative Running Wolf.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Question for the sponsor.
Representative Logie.
Mr. Chair, Representative.
Mr. Chair, Representative Logie. When it was on page one, section one, part three, and it strikes that animal and then puts it in part I, is that new language?
I would like to re-refer that to Emily Cooper, if you don't mind.
Ms. Cooper?
Sorry, Mr. Chair, I'm having a little bit of a delay here.
Standing by, Mr. Tack, standing by.
I would just say that I'm not aware of the grizzly bear season, so that may be the reason it's left out. But
I believe she's in now, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Cooper, did you hear the question that Representative Running Wolf had offered?
Can you please repeat it just to make sure that I answer the question correctly?
Representative Running Wolf, can you repeat?
Okay, Ms. Chair, Ms. Cooper, on Section 1, Part 3, and it strikes that animal and then puts it in I. Is that, why was that done?
Mr. Chair, Representative Running Wolf, maybe we could defer to Ms. Stockwell to answer that question. I believe it's just moving some language around for some cleanup.
Ms. Stockwell.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Cooper is correct, Representative Running Wolf. So right now, there already exists in statute that you can only take one grizzly bear. And because what Representative Logie, his proposal expands what you can only take one of in your lifetime. So the reference on line 18 to grizzly bear was struck there and then reinserted in the list that starts on line 20. And I will also just comment, there currently is no grizzly bear season, to clarify for Representative Rexton. But it's been a few sessions now, but a previous chair of this committee had a bill to put all the mechanisms in place to have a grizzly bear season should they become delisted and a hunting season available. So that's why you see them mentioned, but there is no season at this time.
Representative Runningwolf.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So would this void this bill due to the fact that it's already combined with other animals that are authorized to hunt?
Mr. Representative Warren, if you're saying that with the insertion of the grizzly or transferred, that would make all the other animals null and void, or?
Or it would make the whole bill null and void because it's also grouping them all together.
Ms. Stockwell.
Some that are hunted and some that aren't.
Mr. Chair, Representative Running Wolf, no, I don't think so. We've previously added grizzly bear to statute just as a placeholder for if a hunting season becomes available, and I would view this in the same way, that the statutory language is there to allow the state to manage the grizzly bear with a hunting season when that becomes an option. So sort of a proactive approach, and I don't think that that would have any impact on any of the other animals listed, Mr. Chair.
Further questions? Any questions off Mr. Tack?
Nothing further online, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, Representative Logie, would you care to close?
Mr. Chair and committee, I there may be a little misunderstanding or it may be a little misleading to you on some of the people that spoke, that this, and I stated it, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kill. The idea that if you get the tag, something's wrong with your health. If you can't, you don't have the money to spend time hunting that year, you can put it off. But right now there is a 7-year wait. If you've drawn a tag, you still have to wait that 7 years. That wouldn't change. There's just the one kill in the lifetime. So I think you have what I'm saying is you get a little bit better quality if you have patience. If you're an impatient person, you can, there are a lot of people that are wanting and waiting for that big animal. And if you shoot the smaller one, that's your choice. But you may be depriving somebody else of that trophy. And so the idea of this bill was just to make sure more people get that chance for that great experience. And it is a great experience. And I was very picky. I'm in that elderly age group, as was talked about, and I'm ready to go again. But I think there are so many people that are waiting in the wings, and we're missing, or they are missing the opportunity, and the odds, even if they increased a half or a quarter of a percent, it lets more people enjoy that experience that I had. And The grandfathering part of this, if you have gotten one in the past, this wouldn't start until 2022. So there is one more year of the eligibility. But I think, like I say, this experience could be done by quite a few more people. And it is that quality hunt. And that's what, by once in a lifetime, it makes it even more quality. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Logie. That concludes the hearing on House Bill 202. Let's see here. I think the schedule shows at this point we have about three bills on Thursday, representatives, but we also need to be out of here by 4:15, 4:20 that day because of the state of the state address. They're going to set this room up for a feed, and then we'll probably go to the floor from there, as I understand it. So we'll go ahead and try to get through those three bills and discuss them thoroughly, but there will be no executive action as stated unless we unless 160 comes clear. Is there any other questions or things for the good of the order? Yes, Representative Burgley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just kind of a point of order for putting amendments on bills, because I know some people seem to struggle with that today. I think the correct procedure is to move to amend whatever House bill number with amendment and then state the amendment number. So it just keeps it really clean. I know that, you know, a lot of new people that haven't done that before, and amendments are kind of new still. So just wanted to kind of put that out there as the, you know, the easy, correct way of doing it. You know, I move to amend House bill XYZ with amendment number, state the number. It's just clean, and then everyone knows what you're talking about.
Thank you, Representative Burgley, voice of experience. I want to thank Representative Novak for the snacks today, too. Appreciate that very much. Seeing no other issues or questions, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is adjourned.
Ask me a question.
See, yeah. Now we have a bill on the bonus point system.
Yes. Yeah.